Hi, we're Bros Grim Punk.
I don't care if you're Warren Buffett or if you're Jimmy Buffett, nobody knows if the stock is going to go up, down, sideways, or in fucking circles. Least of all stockbrokers. Mm-hmm. Right? It's all a fugazi. You know what a fugazi is?
Fugazi. It's a fake.
Yeah, fugazi, fugazi. It's a wazi, it's a woozy, it's a fairy dust. It doesn't exist. It's never landed. It is no matter. It's not on the elemental chart. It's not fucking real.
Right?
All right. All right.
You can't fight your way out of a wet paper bag! Yes, I grow. Yeah, here we go. Another episode of the Brothers Grimm Punkcast. It is the beginning of December 2023. It's me, the DD Grimm, with
the Mad Axe.
You know, some rock steady in the background.
I tried to watch that Bob Marley documentary on Netflix and was a little disappointed. Did you see that one? Or
I think it was on Netflix?
I'm pretty sure it was.
Oh. Shit, I didn't see that.
Yeah, check it out. Let me know what you think. Cause what I just not feeling it, man.
Especially with Netflix lately. Oosh.
But I mean, cool ass guy, obviously, right? Legend in music and that.
Oh God, changed, yeah.
But just the documentary was like show me more music by him, or you know, I'm not.
No matter how you're feeling or what day of the week it is. You always, you know, you could always put on some Bob Marley and just be like, yes, I feel a lot better now.
Hell yeah, man.
Especially on Sundays, I would always play Jammin.
Jammin. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah, if Bob Marley lived today, everyone would be vaping, right? It wouldn't be the same. It'd be like there would be no blunts or be no joints or be no just a bunch of vaping.
A bunch of vapors.
Thank God he lived when he did, right?
It wouldn't have the same
effect, appearance.
We wouldn't have any of that. Over here at the Brothers Grimm Punkcast, shredding the punk as usual. We started out with, you know, we had Crust as Fuck Records from Spain send us just a shit ton of stuff. But one of the ones I didn't get was the one we started to show out with, Mob Charge, Apocalyptic Horror LP. In 2010, so I had to go over there and buy it. That was the last step after Mob Charge was one that was sent in by Crust as Fuck Records. That was Depopulation Department, a little duet there that was from Madrid, Crust as Fuck Records. That was Disinformation from Another War Victim. I forget which year that is. Then we had our buddies again from Reseda, California. Shut the fuck up, Did. You're phony warrior bullshit. That was, you know, that was great. I mean, as Kevin from Riot Radio would say, fan fucking tastic.
Oh yeah. If you didn't listen to the last episode, but I know you all did, go out, look up Shut the Fuck Up. They have great titles to their songs, great album art. Just fucking spectacular. And they put out like an album a month or two albums a month,
two three albums a month, and that song touched about everything. Social media, stuff about old people, man, that band, I'm telling you. And then we close the set out with none other than Loopy Scoop Tapes Jeffrey from Indiana. That was his project Nightman, that unreleased, that song's Buds off the upcoming Sauteed EP. Brilliant work by Jeff right there.
Oh, I didn't realize that was another new one. Sweet.
Yeah,
love it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's still not out. I didn't get any emails telling me it was, so
didn't get any Bandcamp notifications.
No, I still think it's unreleased. Brilliant work there by Jeffrey. Thanks for sending us that. As usual, check the Brothers Grimm Punkcast out every Wednesday over at Punk Rock Demo, punkrockdemo.com, and every Friday and Saturday at Ripper Radio, 7 p.m. both days, Cali time as well. Next up, man, we kind of segued into this last episode with, we're doing a little project, a little collaboration with our dear, one of our dearest friends, El Matador from Fight Music. If you've been over to our Bandcamp page, Brothers Grimm Punk Bandcamp page, you'd know that the El Matador has represented many albums, many bands over there.
Chico punk legend, right? I mean, yeah. Pretty much say that with confidence.
Yep, and this is our little collaboration with him. Brand new music from the Brothers Grimm and El Matador right here. And this is Die at the Plant. Talking about some work-related songs. This is what an upcoming EP will put out next year with El Matador?
Well, shit, man. It'll be an LP for sure, because the Matador is produced in about 3 songs a week. So
he must have got a memo with this, with Shut the Fuck Up, because he's cranking out like 2 or 3 songs a week lately.
He's definitely keeping up with those guys, but we're just not holding up our end of the bargain, right?
No.
With adding those drum tracks, the backup vocals, mixing, mastering. Woo.
Nightmare. Here's Die at the Plant. Buckle your seats, everybody. This is almost all of this is brand new 2023 stuff, besides the next track after this El Matador one.
This one's basically a tribute to Homer Simpson.
Here we go. Die at the Plant.
Before critical mass.
Critical what?
Okay, don't panic.
Music. You're listening to the Brothers Grimm Podcast. Fuck yeah.
I got it. busy. What are you in a hurry for? You got a date or something? Let the homeboy get down. Fuck these punks.
Destroys people. Leaves buildings standing. It fits in a suitcase. So small, no one knows it's there till blammo! Eyes melt, skin explodes, everybody dead.
Punk friends, Brothers Grimm Punkcast over here, shredding the punk airwaves.
So yeah, I never like to leave the loose end. So the Bob Marley, I guess, documentary that I mentioned before was remastered, Who Shot the Sheriff, on Netflix. It's only 57 minutes, and I was kind of disappointed, but let us know what you think.
I'll definitely check it out. Shit, I didn't even know that was there.
And definitely watch the Creedence one on there if you haven't.
Oh, man. That's
seen that, right?
That's brilliant. That's brilliant.
How many
right
times
there.
Have we mentioned that on this show? Like five?
I think
somewhere
so.
Somewhere between 5 to 10 times.
7 times now. 8 times. And I was logged out of my Netflix for a long time. And
ooh,
finally got in there and I was like, what is going on here?
So I was telling you recently, like, well, shit, I don't really watch movies anymore. You know, I just can't figure out a good time to. And then I realized I was like, well, I just have to watch them on my phone.
There you
know,
you
like
go.
You like 15 minutes here, 15 minutes there. I was able to watch The Wolf of Wall Street over, you know, like an 8-day period. Oh my
God. The Wolf of Wall Street is like one of the best movies ever, dude. I've seen Wolf of Wall Street probably 10, 11, 12 times.
And hopefully you can put a little bumper in this episode because that has like the best fucking dialogue of any movie I've ever seen in my life.
Who? Who? What are you a fucking owl?
I know.
Great movie, man. Great movie.
I mean, just the whole Matthew McConaughey scene, right? When they go to lunch. That could be a whole entire
Leonardo is just so badass.
I just can't even believe. I'm like, he'll never top that performance, and then he tops it. It's crazy.
He's still good, man. On with the punk music over here on the Brothers Grimm Punkcast. Remember, go check out the blog spot for the set list, all that, links to all the crap, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, which is going to be YouTube Podcasts, I guess, soon. I don't know.
Yeah, I was reading about that. Is our shit going to transfer over, or what? Do we just...
I don't think we really care about it. Just see what happens.
Yeah, I think we have to just trust that people have enough iPhones, because I'm an Apple Podcast guy. I'm sorry, man.
I'm not sure how people with the Androids survive, man. I don't know how they do it.
But then, you know, we have make everything very convenient on the Blogspot, right?
So, yeah, so go over to the Blogspot. BrothersGrimmPunkcast.blogspot.com. You know the drill. That was almost all 2023 licks you just heard. We close that one out with our more friends of the Brothers Grimm Podcast right there. Nuke Lickers from Berlin, our buddy Julio. You know, we give Julio and the Nuke Lickers and Noise Itch Cassettes, we give them love quite often. And he sent me an email like, hey, by the way, my girlfriend Jerry is also partners in the Noise Itch thing. So we're returning a favor and giving a little shout out to Julio's girlfriend, Jerry. Him and Jerry do the work over at Noise Itch. If you haven't been over to the Bandcamp page, Noise Itch Cassettes, go check it out. That was Nuke Lickers doing Faceless Silhouettes off of Death by Desperation, split with Bipolar this year. Can't go wrong. Then before that, Glass Bomb. We kind of, in this episode, we return to some that we haven't played for a while and have had played recently. Before Nuke Lickers was Glass Bomb from Long Beach. Found them over at Instagram. And now they have a Bandcamp page. So get over. It's cheap-ass music. It was Militarized off of their split with APF. I'm not sure what APF stands for. And then to go along with the bomb theme, Fork Bomb, a little London Argentina collaboration there. That was Fork Bomb before Glass Bomb did Until I Bleed off of Draining Life. Australia's Enzyme before that, one of the best of the year. That was No Concern off of Golden Dystopian Age. Earth Crust Displacement before that from Berlin as well. They did Dogmatiker off of their new split 7-inch with Hellish View. Snubbed. We love our Snubbed over here at the Brothers Grimm Punkcast. Brooklyn's Snubbed, which is no longer banned, I guess. I was messaged a while back. Bomber.
Yeah, I know. We were like, hey, man, you guys shred, you guys rock. And we're not a band anymore, but that happens, you know. It's like relationships, right?
Yeah, you played some Snubbed in that episode you did by yourself a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I had a little thanks block, you know, Thanksgiving, get it. And what was it? Thanks for asking, or
something like
we
that.
We just
yeah.
looked at it, but yeah, check out episode 427, I think.
427, yep.
For more snubbed.
Snubbed did Motion Sickness off of Harrowing End from this year. The only new, not new song out of that whole set was Mindless Attack before that. Philly's Mindless Attack. That's our buddy Kevin over at Riot Radio, his old band.
Good stuff over there. And it's funny, Kevin sent us some care packages recently, right?
Yep.
I'm wearing my Riot Radio shirt right now, and
hell yeah.
I'm embarrassed I don't have a tape player. But I mean, thank God Bandcamp exists, right? So I can listen to Mindless Attack. And I know we've played like three or four songs, right?
Yeah.
Up to this point.
I'm missing count. But that was Mindless Attack. Philly's Mindless Attack did Push Aside off the demo 2011. And we started out with the BGP and the El Matador with Die at the Plant.
Hell yeah, man. The Matador's cranking out the music. I think he had some like pent-up rage from the last 6 years, you know, of not being able to be in a band and whatnot. But
yeah, I guess so.
And check out the Resurrected Fight music album over on our Bandcamp page.
Do it.
Fucking great shit over there.
More to come from the El Matador and the BGP. Next up, we have one set in from Motron. This is Italy's Motron. Sent us one off their new one from Born to Waste Records. This is Attitude off of All Over Again. Get it over at Bandcamp, folks.
Yeah, I'm on.
Love it. week. I think punk is just as vital now as it ever was. As far as, like, inspiring people.
Let's go.
It's good times over here at the Brothers Grimm Punkcast.
Hell yeah, man. That gets me in the mood.
Yeah. We got a member. If you're in a band, please send us, or whatever, record label, send us hate mail for crying out loud over to brothersgrimpunk@gmail.com.
We love the MP3s. We love the punk rock, the fast, the furious, right? Or just the all out insane.
Insane. Yeah. You just heard we closed that last batch of tunes out with Sterilize. We're going to start getting into some pretty heavy D-beatish stuff here to end the show. That was Sterilized from Olympia, Washington. Did Headed for War off their Sterilized demo 2013. For that, Death Mob did some D-beat there, Australian D-beat. Nuclear Holdouts from Uranium Genocide 2012. Flesh World before that did Make It Fit off of Planned Obsolescence EP 2013. Destruct before that from 2019 promo, they did Corrupt Dreams. And then we had three new ones to start off that set. Hacker, man, that was brilliant, wasn't it?
I was saying that kind of sounded like a sped up Nirvana song, which we love our Nirvana.
Scammer from, I just got some weird email. Oh, here's this hacker band. I don't even know where they're from. Beach Impediment Records. It's like an upcoming 2024 album they're going to put out.
And when I say Nirvana, mind you, I mean like the old Nirvana. Like
yeah,
Bleach,
like,
you know,
like
Bleach,
badass shit.
Like, badass kind of sped
scammer up. Scammer, like something that be the hammer, not the nail.
Oh, and you know, yeah, we were saying our old high school football coach would have loved that song because yep. He was talking about hammers and nails and be the hammer, not the nail. Good advice for football and life.
And before Hacker was Agin Pissert. I forgot how to say it now.
We even researched that one and then
Vinegar Pisser, Dutch. Dutch titled. I don't know. But from the Netherlands, that band absolutely just rips. That was Weak Excuse. One of the best bands' albums of the year that was off of Cold Cuts. And Motron sent us one in from a brand new split with Hoax, All Over Again.
Best album of the year is a little silly at this point, right? I mean, it's.
Yeah.
There's just too many. Shut the Fuck Up has like 20 of them for starters.
Yeah, right. Just with that one band.
One Small Step for Punk doesn't even crack the top 50, I don't think.
Nope. Well, let's get back to our buddies over at System Mortal Tapes right here, Italy. This is Farce doing After the Flash off their split with Vita Muerta, Funeral Earth split. So here we go. Sistema Mortal Tapes.
We'll be right back.
sail on a boat fit for a Bond villain, sometimes you need to play the part, right? I think it's time you both get the fuck off my boat. What do you say?
This is some good tasting barbecue.
Still not as finger looking good as the Brothers Grimm Punk cast, though.
You're definitely right.
Telephone fucking terrorist! Yeah! fuck you out of the park!
Did you plan that one out?
I don't know, man, but that was very fitting for the Brothers Grimm Podcast saying goodbye last set.
That was a little serendipitous right there.
I know. I don't know how I'm supposed to edit this out now because that was perfect. We're going to close it up here over at the Brothers Grimm. A lot of brutal D-beat you just heard there. Remember, go check out our buddy PunkBot138 as usual over on Instagram. PunkBot gives you weekly updates of Brothers Grimm Punkcast, tags lots of rad bands, lots of excellent labels. Shit. If you're not giving a like and a follow over there, you're lame.
You suck.
Cooling down and closing out from the Bay Area, California. That was Caveman did Five-Eyed Machine off of their self-titled. Fodder, I got a bunch from I Forgot All About Terminal Escape Blogspot, and I found Terminal Escape over at archive.org, so I kind of went down a rabbit hole of a bunch of D-beat you just heard in that last set. That was Fodder doing Apocalyptic End off of Endesplo and Undesplo Me.
Easy there.
Terrible. Displease before that from Ukraine did Cult of Lies. I think everybody forgot about Ukraine, or did we not forget about Ukraine? Well,
I mean, it's not the hot topic of the day, right?
Yeah, it is. Cult of Lies off of their split with Discobra cassette. And Zhang before that from Washington. I can't remember if it's Washington, D.C. or Washington State. That was Crucified Drones off of their demo 2016. Deprogram from Washington before that did Depersonalize off of their demonstration tape. Final Bloodbath from Japan did We Have Freedom off of their 2002 EPs on cassette. And our friends from Sistema Mortal Tapes, that was a split they've recently put out over on Bandcamp, Farce, with their house band Vida Muerta. So that's it for the Brothers Grimm Podcast. Let's get out of here.
Fuck yeah, it looks like a COVID song's coming up. You don't hear much about that anymore. It's like...
That's exactly why I put it in.
See a few little vaccine commercials here and there, and, you know, it's like, is that necessary?
Kelsey? Kelsey with his vaccine commercial.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I don't know if that's specific to COVID, but, yeah, I know what you're talking about, the Band-Aid on the upper arm area.
We're going to close out with Hoax. This is one that Motron sent in. They're split with Hoax, brand new, from Hoax from Italy, Born to Waste Records. So this one's Post-COVID Rehab off of the brand new one. Brand new split all over again, like we played earlier. Till next time, punkers. Enjoy this one. Might have to fade it out. It's us against the world.
Long live punk.
Meet someone walking in a gray city. Let your picture. to your bed.
Ready to
your bed.
Watching to
Brothers Grimm Punk, yeah.